Hello, and welcome to the Tea with Tresetta podcast. I invite you to join me each week where I'll share the training, encouragement, and answers you need to be successful in your purpose, as well as interview some awesome women of faith walking fully in their God-given purpose through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Tresetta Alexander, faith-based business coach and founder of Sister Spotters. I believe you can be wildly successful without competing or compromising your beliefs. Let's dive in. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to tonight's live. For those of you who are new to me, my name is Tresetta Alexander, and I am a faith-based business coach and motivational speaker. And tonight we're going to be talking about the true purpose of a goal. So while you all are hopping on or joining in, I want to share with you an opportunity to work with me for free for 5 days. So you can get a little taste of what it's like to work with me. But before I start diving in, I just want to double check and make sure that I'm actually live. Let me just double check here as you all are joining in. Go ahead and share with me, you know, on my podcast. Excuse me. On my podcast, I am always asking what you're drinking. I'm always sharing with you all what I'm drinking for the night. And tonight it is just plain old H2O because I'm trying to do better about getting my water intake up. So I'm drinking water tonight. Drop it in the comments. Let me know what you're drinking tonight as we are live. And I'm just double checking real quick. Give me one moment and then we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to dive on in once I confirm that we are actually live on my page. Okay, so it looks like we are, and I'm going to share it into my group. Here we go. All right, so we're officially live, and we're going to go ahead and get started. So before we dive into tonight's topic of the true purpose of a goal, I want to share with you this opportunity. This is a challenge, a free 5-day challenge that I have coming up that's starting on this coming Sunday. That's August the 18th. Let me check my calendar. Yes, August the 18th. And it is called the 5-Day Business Plan Challenge. And what we're going to be doing is I'm going to be walking you through the process of writing a business plan. Now, there are a couple of lines of thought when it comes to business plans, especially for a solopreneur or, you know, a startup that maybe you don't necessarily need a business plan. And while a formal business plan is really only needed when you are going for funding, I think it's really important for us, especially as new businesses and startups, as solopreneurs, I think it's really important for us to have some elements of a business plan actually written. Because your business plan is what is going to guide your day-to-day decisions, or at least it should. And it should identify your target market, what your products and services are going to be, how you're going to promote. So it should have some sort of marketing plan to it, as well as identify what your vision is, what your mission is for your business. And so those are the 5 main things that we're going to be covering over the course of the week. And so you'll receive, the way it's going to work is every morning you'll get an email from me with some training and a workbook to go through the exercises to actually create that component of your business plan. And then we'll tie it all together at the end. So you have essentially a 1-page business plan, or it's also called a one-page business plan, or it is called a lean, excuse me, a lean business plan. And it really just incorporates those few key elements. Yes, it's going to be amazing, Kimmy. I can't wait either. I'm so excited. So you'll get that in the morning. And then in the evening, we will be live right here on my Facebook page doing a live Q&A. So I'll go into a little bit deeper training. We'll cover the content that was in your workbook, go a little deeper in that, and give you an opportunity to actually ask questions. So if you're stuck on something, if you're having trouble with something, then I will be there to help answer any questions that you may have. And you'll also have the support of the other participants. So we'll just get this whole synergy going, and you won't be alone. We'll be doing this together. So, and I'm actually going to go through the process with you as well and update my business plan, because I have mine in a very scattered format. And so I'm going to pull it all together into a very succinct sheet that I can put up on my board and look at it on a day-to-day basis, because I want to make sure that all my decisions are guided by my business plan. And so that's what I want for you as well. So you might be wanting to know, all right, Tressetta, you've been talking about this challenge, this 5-day challenge. How in the world do I get in on this? So I am going to tell you, you are going to, in order for you to sign up, I'm going to add it to the screen here, but in order for you to sign up, in order for you to sign up for the Business Plan Challenge, go to TressettaAlexander.com/BP Challenge to sign up. Again, it's totally free. And it starts on Sunday. Make sure that you add me to, once you sign up, make sure you add me to your contacts list so that I don't end up in the dreaded spam folder, never to be seen or heard from again. So make sure you add me to your contacts. I don't want you to miss out on any of the amazing content that I'm going to be sharing with you. So again, that web address is right below here, TressettaAlexander.com/BP Challenge. So I want you to join me on that. Now, enough of that. Let's dive into tonight's content. All right. So I want to talk tonight about the true purpose of a goal, right? There's a lot of talk. This is probably not new to you. There's this idea that everyone's talking about goals and having a vision, having goals and creating vision boards and all this. We want to be, you know, goal driven and purpose driven. And all of that is really good. The thing is, what happens is when you have a goal, a lot of times we're so focused on actually attaining the goal that we miss out on the true purpose of the goal. And you're like, I'm sure you're like, Tressetta, what do you mean? I don't understand. Isn't the purpose of a goal to actually achieve it? Yes, that is true. But the ultimate purpose, there's a higher level purpose to achieving a goal. And that is to become the type of person who can actually hit the goal, right? It's the transformation that you go through as a person, as an individual on the way to the goal. So, excuse me, I don't know. I'm gonna get some water. I don't know what's going on tonight. Okay, sorry. I had to get some water. But now, where was I? So the higher purpose of a goal is to become the type of person who can actually achieve a goal. And there's three things that I really want to focus on tonight that comes about in you, or the transformation, the process that you go through as an individual as you're on your way to achieving a goal. Because what I really want to express to you is that what's more important when you are setting goals or actually working towards a goal is to focus on the process that gets you to the goal as opposed to the goal itself. So for example, let's say you are you're launching a new product or service in your business, and you have a goal to sell a particular number of units of whatever said product or service is. And so let's, for the sake of this example, let's say your goal is to sell 25. It's a relatively expensive or it's a premium priced product. I don't like to use the word expensive, but it's a premium priced product. And so your goal is, you know, within a week or 2 weeks, you want to sell 25 units of whatever it is. And what happens is a lot of times we get so focused on the 25 that when, if we're not on target to hit it, then we get discouraged. So if we're doing that over the course of 5 days, we want to sell 25 units over the course of 5 days, then that means in breaking that down that we need to sell 5 units every day over the course of those 5 days in order to actually hit that 25. Well, let's say day one out the gate, you only sell 2 units. And you're like, okay, well, it's day one, you know, we can make it up tomorrow. And then the next day, maybe you only sell 1 unit. Now you're falling a little bit further behind what your goal is. And what happens is discouragement can come in. And then as you start getting discouraged, you don't put in as much effort as you did before because you're behind the eight ball and you feel like it's going to be too difficult to catch up. And so a lot of times we back off of the goal. We start backing off of the thing that we're working towards when it looks like we're not going to hit it or we're falling behind on where we should be or we think we should be in relation to the end goal. And so one of the things that comes out of pursuing a goal is it develops discipline, right? So if you actually maintain, if you stop focusing on the actual end result, the 25 units, and focus on doing the activities that you need to do in order to hit the goal of five per day so that you're on target, then you don't have to worry about the outcome. Just do the work. So let's say, for example, let's say it takes 20 sales calls in order for you to yield 5 sales. So focus on doing the 20 sales calls every single day rather than how many sales you actually got out of the calls. And so at the end, if you've done the work, then 9 times out of 10, because a lot of times it's in the clutch, it's in the last stretch, the last hour that you actually end up pulling it out. Because, you know, I think back to when I was in school, when I was pursuing my bachelor's degree, it was that last semester, right? I had gone through all these years of school and it was the very last semester that I was just like, I don't think I can do this. I'm tired. You know, it's not even worth it, yada, 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 yada. But I was so close to the finish line that I was like, okay, I just got to do this. I just got to, you know, get it together and stay in the game and actually get this done. You've come too far to quit. And so, you know, that last push, I gave it all I had in the end so that I can go ahead and finish what I had started. And it's the same way with whatever your goal is. So a lot of times it's in the clutch, it's in the end that you actually get to the point where you are holding the thing, where you can actually hold the thing. And so don't get so caught up in that, what it looks like on day one, day two, day three, day 20, day 50, however long a period of time it is that you're working towards your goal, focus on being disciplined enough to do the actual activity that's going to yield you the result. So if it's 20 sales calls that you need to make, do the 20 sales calls every single day, or you know, Monday through Friday, whatever schedule it is that you set for yourself. Be disciplined enough to actually do the activity that you say that you're going to do. I'm a big proponent. I do a lot of teaching on goal setting and planning, because one of the things that is really crucial in achieving anything in life is to have some sort of a plan. You got to have a plan to get there, and taking that end goal and breaking it down into small bite-sized pieces that you can do on a consistent basis to move the needle in the direction that you're trying to go is really important. And so that's why I say be disciplined, focus on that day-to-day activity that you can do, the small action, not focus on the process, not the outcome. Okay, so going through the process of working towards a goal, it can develop discipline for you. The second thing that a goal can do for you, or how it develops you, is it increases your mental fortitude, right? So challenges are gonna come. Things aren't gonna go the way you expect them to. You're going to have roadblocks, you're going to have hurdles, you're going to have probably have some setbacks. There are things that are going to happen on the road to whatever your desired goal is. And by pushing through and keeping your eye on where you're going, it will help you to develop mental fortitude. And mental fortitude is really important. All that is that mindset. It helps build the type of mindset that can move beyond life's challenges. And, you know, we all know someone, and in fact, it's probably been us at some time. I know I can raise my hand as having been one of those people who, you know, at some point in my life where everything that, you know, came up against me, where I just was like, oh, forget it. And I just quit. You know, it's like, oh, the world is coming to an end, because I didn't have the mental fortitude. I didn't have what it took in order to keep pressing on beyond the things. And so a lot of times we have to work on our mindset. We have to build that mental fortitude so that we can become the person that we are designed to be and actually achieve the things that we want to achieve in life, so that we can have the success that we really desire in life. And so by having a goal and going through the process of working towards it and hopefully achieving or at least getting close, then that can help you to develop mental fortitude so that you don't just throw in the towel every time something comes in your way. Okay. And then the last area where having a goal or working towards a goal can develop or increase is it stretches you. It stretches your boundaries. It pulls you out of your comfort zone. It increases your capacity, right? So when you're stretching your boundaries, when you allow yourself to go through the process of working towards a goal, you start to increase your capacity. You start to stretch out a little bit more. And what happens then is then as you push your boundaries, then that allows you to bring more into your experience. And this is really important. This is one of the things that I talk about all the time, is that, you know, third John, the second verse, there's only one chapter in third John. And so the second verse talks up, it's a very familiar scripture. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." And right. And so the soul is the seat of your success. It is the thing that determines the level of success that you can have in your life. And so I like to use this example of your soul being the thermostat for the level of success that you can have. And so if you have one of those, you know, now we have all these automated thermostats in our homes that you just set the temperature at what you want it to be in your home, and it will automatically either turn the heat on or turn the air conditioning on in order to maintain that temperature. Well, your soul is the same way. And so if you are, I like using finances because I like putting numbers to things. It makes it a little easier to grab hold of. But let's say $30,000 is the level of income that your soul is comfortable with. And what happens is if it drops below, if your income level drops below that 30,000, your soul is going to do, it's going to get uncomfortable, and it's going to do everything that it can to bring you back up to that $30,000 level where it's comfortable. But the opposite is true as well. If your income goes above that $30,000 level, that too is going to make your soul uncomfortable, and it will do things to bring the level, the income or finances back down to a level that it's comfortable through self-sabotage and, you know, getting in fights and or arguments and or making you frustrating you to the point where you make rash decisions. And so that is it. That's your soul being uncomfortable and wanting to come back to a place where it is comfy, cozy. And so by having a goal and doing the work, being disciplined, getting increasing your mental fortitude, then what happens is you begin to stretch your boundaries. You begin to increase your capacity. You raise that success level that your soul is able to handle. And so then it allows you to be able to bring more into your experience. And so you get to stretch your boundaries, and right, it's like in the scripture where it talks about enlarge the space of my tent, enlarge my territory. And so that's what, that's what can happen when you are ultimately working on a goal. And so, yes, the end goal or the actual thing that you're working towards is important, but the true purpose of the goal is the person that you become as a result of pursuing the goal. It is the development of the discipline. It is the increase in your mental fortitude, and it is the stretching of your boundaries, the increasing of your capacity that takes place as you are on your journey to whatever your said goal is. So that is what I wanted to share with you all tonight. I hope that this has been a blessing. Feel free to drop any questions. I'll stay on for a few more minutes. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Comments. Hello to Sylvia. Hey, I appreciate you joining me tonight. And again, for those of you who might be interested, hi, Mary. For those of you who have not already signed up and you're might be interested in joining me and some other amazing women of faith on the 5-day business plan challenge, I'll put that web address back up on the screen. But for beginning this Sunday, August the 18th, we start the 5-day business plan challenge, and I'm going to be walking you through the process of writing the 5 key elements of a business plan that you need to have as either a startup or a solopreneur. This is not a business plan that you would necessarily take to a funding agency to try and get to try and procure a loan, a business loan. This is strictly for the focus to help drive your business so that you have a guide, right? So if you don't have a guide, if you don't have a roadmap, then you could end up anywhere, and you can end up making decisions that don't really align with where you want to go, and you end up in no man's land somewhere going, how did I get here? So having some sort of business plan will help you to guide those decisions so that you know that you are on the right track and you're going in the direction that you desire to go. So if you're in business and you already have a business plan, but you haven't revisited it in over a year, then I encourage you to join in. Or if you've been in business and you've never written one, join in on this challenge too. So this is for brand new businesses that, you know, who haven't even started, or for those of you who have been in business and either never wrote a business plan or haven't revisited it in over a year. And so join me there. You can sign up at TresettaAlexander.com/BP Challenge. And it all goes down on this Sunday. We get started, and I hope to see you in. Hey, Sally, glad to have you in. Good to see everyone here tonight. And if you don't have any comments, or excuse me, if you don't have any questions, I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. If you have any, I'm happy to answer. Let's see. Sally said, thank you. Good stuff. Great reminders. Good evening to you as well, Mary. All right. I don't see any questions in the comments, so I'm going to go ahead and hop off. I hope this has been a blessing to you, and I look forward to seeing all of you inside the Business Plan Challenge beginning on this coming Sunday. Have a good night, everyone, and I will see you then.